that the realization for G phi inverse indeed doesn't have any uncontrollable modes only imagined axis and any unobserved modes only imagined axis. What we're going to do is assume by a contradiction that assume that J omega 0 is an eigenwave edge, but it's not a pole of phi inverse. In other words, we're saying the realization indeed has uncontrollable modes and or unobserved modes. So J omega 0 must be either an observable mode of the realization or an uncontrollable mode of the realization. Let's just take the unobservable mode case. So suppose J omega 0 is an unobserved mode of the realization, then by PBH test, there must be a vector x0 such that the right x0 is a right eigenvector of H, and the x0 is actually orthogonal to the C matrix, okay, quote-unquote, the C matrix of the realization of phi inverse S. So from this two condition, if we take H in, okay, write it out, okay, split, and write in a partition matrix case, then we get three conditions. And the first condition shows that J omega 0 identity minus A star X1 equal to 0. Now what this says is that, well, it's either J omega 0 is the eigenvalue of A star, which means also is the eigenvalue of A, or X1 is 0. So since we know A it doesn't have any eigenvalues only imagined x, because we assume that GS is a L infinity function, so obviously it doesn't have any poles only imagined axis, so A cannot have any imagined axis eigenvalues, so we must have that x1 equal to 0. So if we plug in x1 equal to 0 to the second equation, then we also immediately conclude that x2 must be 0, because we end up with J omega 0 identity plus A star x2 equal to 0, because also again minus J omega cannot be a 0 of pole of the system or the eigenvalues of A, then by the same token that x2 must be 0. Now in which we mean that we get x1 equal to 0, x2 equal to 0, that means x0 has to be 0. That's a contradiction, because we assume that x0 is eigenvector of the H matrix. So obviously what we have assumed that J omega 0 is the eigenvector of H is not true. Now similarly we can do the find the contradiction if you assume the J omega 0 is actually uncontrollable modes of the realization. So that gives us a conclusion that indeed we have shown that the infinite norm of G less than gamma if and only if the singular value of D less than gamma and H doesn't have any eigenvalues only imagined axis. Now this will be used for us to compute the H infinite norm or L infinite norm of a rational transfer matrix.